8:51. Speaking of stuff coming up on Thursday, great interest to folks wanting to check out post-secondary education opportunities in the Great Land. I'd like to welcome back to the program our friend Willie Templeton. Willie is the Director of Native Student Services at UAA. Hey, I haven't seen you for a while. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing good. Good morning.
Good. And a beautiful morning it is. And so there's something pretty special coming up. It's we're calling it a first annual event, so let's hope it's extremely successful and it will be a ongoing affair. It's the first Alaska Native Scholarship and Internship Fair at UAA. So what's it all about?
Well, what we've done, the staff at Native Student Services, Sheila Randazzo and Casey Sitzoff, invited funded agencies from throughout the state of Alaska into Anchorage. And at the student union in the cafeteria, we have about 32 booths in which we have the different agencies from throthroughout the state, from Barrow, from Kotzebue, from Nome. We have both the nonprofits that provide BIA higher ed funding. We have the Native Foundations and then the Economic Development Corporations and some of the regional corporations that have internship opportunities. This is in addition to the First Alaskans. And from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock, we've opened up the campus. There's free parking near the bookstore and the Wells Fargo Sports Arena to where people can come onto campus and meet with these various funding agencies. What we wanted to do is to create a situation where people here in Anchorage can meet face-to-face with the funding agencies from their regions and to start establish relationships and to start their process of applying for financial aid for going to school this fall. So this is geared towards college students, but what we really wanted to do is to open it up to the community at large, including high school students. We're going from 10 until 5, so we're going to still have the event after high school from 3 and 4 o'clock where students can come in and start their process. And this is for going to any school. It's not just a UAA. If you're thinking of going to school, maybe to UAF or maybe down to AFTEC or outside, and you want to start your financial aid, please do come by and help make this a successful event. These agencies are flying in from throughout Alaska, so we want to ensure that there's a lot of clients, a lot of people for them to see.
Now, there's a whole lot of organizations that are getting involved and throwing in their times and their resources to help put on the fair. And I know you've got a huge list, and you can't name them all, but just maybe some just a random sample of examples of some of the outfits.
Okay, well, for instance, from Barrow, we have the Arctic Education Foundation, who funds students that come from that Arctic Slope region. The Akaluk Trust from Kotzebue, which fund NANA students. We have a whole array of entities from the Bristol Bay region. We have the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, Bristol Bay Native Association Fisheries Program, Bristol Bay Native Association Workforce Development, and Bristol Bay Native Corporation. We have Bristol Industry, so they're going to have a large representation.
And a wide spectrum of different sorts of opportunities, too,
right,
which is really cool. And the one thing that I want that really strikes me about this is the one-stop design of this event, because we don't always think of scholarships and internships together, but this is kill two birds with one stone, if you will, as far as these organizations helping out with both of those items. Now, is there a separate queue or a separate little place for scholarships and one for internships, or are they all integrated in there?
They're all integrated together. And in the past, we would have various regions that would come into Anchorage at different times. What we're doing is we made space available for a lot of people to come in at once. A lot of times there's descendants that have shares or they're descendant from two or three different native corporations. Mm-hmm. So this gives them the opportunity to talk to some of the foundations of each of the organizations that they're a descendant of. We look forward for this to grow. This is something that we felt there was kind of a need in the city of Anchorage for. And really, for going to school, monies have gotten tight. So the financial aid procedures, even on the federal level, have tightened up. Students are becoming more and more dependent on loans. And what we want to do is to make opportunities so students can start early on to plan for this fall. One thing, we tend to kind of put things off, and that's almost to our detriment. So we're doing this in February. We kind of done it the Thursday before Furundi starts, so we felt that was kind of an enticement to bring some of these funding agencies from outside of Anchorage. Also on Friday, some of the agencies will be in Native Student Services, which we are in Rasmussen Hall, room 108, and they're going to be meeting one-on-one with students. And then we have people within the university that will be there. There's the ANSEP program, which is the engineering program. They'll have a table, advising and testing. If somebody is interested in applying for UAA this fall, we have someone who can help them start their application process, start their financial aid process for this fall.
And, you know, one thing I really like in that respect is you'd mentioned the procrastination element. Well, you know, part of that procrastination thing is all the bureaucratic red tape. Mm-hmm. But you can actually go, and that's one of the cool things about the one-stop nature mm-hmm. of this event, is you can go in, park for free, get a nice little potluck, mm-hmm. you know, hang with your pals and meet the folks right. from the various organizations. And then there'll be people there to kind of help one navigate the at least the beginnings of the paperwork process.
That's correct. And as you did mention, we are having a potluck, a Native Foods potluck. It'll be at lunchtime. We have these agencies, in addition to coming in with their applications and information, a lot of them are bringing in foods to share.
Okay. I like that aspect. And again, this is going to be happening Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., at the UAA Student Union, put on by UAA Native Student Services. And let's see, we got about a minute, but I did want to stress, because, you know, I just assumed Native Student Services is putting this on, that this is for Alaska Native students, rural students, but it's for everybody. And you talked about folks coming out of high school, but even you know, old duffers like me, if I was going to mm-hmm. go back to school.
That's correct. Okay. And we do have a table for Native American scholarships, too. So it's not just Alaska Natives. There's Native Americans, too. I mean, we specialize where we have a lot of information about the Native funding agencies here in Anchorage. We have a little bit of an understanding of the Native American agencies out in the lower 48.
Okay. Tremendous. Willie, thanks so much for stopping by and chatting about it. Willie Templeton, the Director of Native Student Services at UAA. So we'll have everybody see you at the Student Union Thursday, 10 to 5.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. And also just a reminder, you can call Casey at 786-4000 if you'd like some more information. That is it for Morning Line for Tuesday. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. You can join the show toll-free, 1-800-996-2848. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids. This is 90.3 KNBA.